Hi, dog mamas. This is Dana Brigman of the Canine Coach Carolinas and a well-oiled canine. This podcast is dedicated to all things natural wellness for dogs. We'll spend time talking about nutrition, essential oils, homeopathy, and other things that you as a dog mama can implement in your own wellness journey. So now I invite you to come, sit, and stay well as you enjoy the show. In today's episode, we have Judy Ray again. I was a little sneaky with her when we recorded Pocket Story and convinced her to share an additional story about her dog Lila with an autoimmune disorder. And this is one of the first stories that I heard Judy tell when we were at an animal conference a few years ago. So I think you'll find it fascinating. And again, a story of her trusting her gut, her instincts, and the things that she has learned about natural wellness. She did things a little different than most people would typically do. Judy on Facebook at J. Ray's Raindrops and Essential Oils. That's facebook.com/animalraindrop. We also take this opportunity to remind you that this presentation is for educational purposes only. It is Judy Ray's personal story of wellness for her dog, Lila. Nothing in this is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or illness. This is not intended to replace any veterinary care. You are encouraged to discuss your own medical concerns and the individual needs of your pet with your veterinarian. You know I want you to talk about your dog with autoimmune disorder. You know I want you to come back and do that.
Well, it so happened. So I got down this path for two dogs, Lila and Pocket. Lila, I adopted from the Humane Society, and she was almost term pregnant, and they insisted on spaying her and giving her all of her vaccines. And I'm like, no, please. I promise I will find good homes for the puppies. I will have her spayed, you know, as soon as possible. And they go, no, that's protocol.
And this was like, a rescue group? Uh-huh.
It was Harris County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. So I picked her up. And, of course, they loaded her up on vaccines. She, you know, gone through a horrific time during the spay, because I'm not kidding, her puppies were almost term. You could see them moving. And so I picked her up, and she broke with a horrible upper respiratory. In fact, we did a distemper test on her because we thought that's how something had happened. Came back negative, and so she got over that, and then she broke with autoimmune. And the first thing they wanted to do was, oh, got to put her on Pred for the rest of her life. And I'm like, oh, no, you're not. I know the problems with long-term cortisone. And so once again, I turned to holistic medicine. And it was always interesting to me that with autoimmune, and this is personally my opinion, all of this stuff is personally my opinion and what I've gone through.
That's right.
But I'm like, you know, being from Texas, you put an oil well fire with nitro. Let's see here. You got autoimmune and you want to suppress the immune system. That's not going to end well. So I did just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Just the opposite. I gave her everything she needed for her immune system. And everybody was like, you're crazy. You're going to kill that dog. Like, once again, my gut tells me I'm not.
Right.
And so I supported her with everything. Of course, again, raw diet. And did that. And I supported her with all the supplements. We did the, you know, the Zytoscan and everything on her. And saw what she needed. And everything she needed, I gave her.
There you go.
And I just, oh, it was. And then her liver had this huge detox to the point to where I woke up one day and she was running 106 fever.
Ooh.
And with yellow.
She
I rushed
yellow?
Her down. I'm sorry?
She was yellow?
Yes. She was so icteric. So I rushed her down to Gulf Coast By the time I got there, she was like in septic shock.
Okay.
And they got her stabilized and everything, and they did her lab work, and they said, we don't know. This is bad. We've never seen total bilirubin this high. We've never seen a dog. We just don't know. And I said, okay, so what's the game plan? And this was about 24 hours after I dropped her off. You know, we talked in the interim, but and they said, okay, well, we're giving her every drug we can. And I'm like, whoa.
No.
First of all, let's back up here. Why are you giving a liver failure dog drugs that her liver has to process? And I said, if they're doing that. And then I thought, they're feeding her prescription diets.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we've tried Purina this and Hill's that. And I'm like, oh, dear Lord, no. So I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. I want you to unhook her from her IV, leave her catheter in, and I'm going to take her home. And they said, if you do that, she will die tonight. But they could talk to me like that because I was a vet tech and I knew some of them.
Right. I understand.
And if I leave her here, she's going to die. Hear me clearly. And they said, okay, do you realize? And I said, just give me my dog.
Yeah.
So I took her home that night, once again. I tapped into my resources, and I said, what do I do? And they said, okay, this is what you're going to do. And they gave me a series of oils to give rectally every hour, around the hour, for the next 12 hours. Good thing I had emergency medicine experience, because I was able to do it.
Yeah.
So I hooked her up to fluids, put her back in her kennel, and every hour, like clockwork, I gave her a different oil. Her rectum, you know, made the full circle as many times as it took. And when she got home, the first thing she did was ask to eat.
Wow.
So I went in and filled her bowl up. At that time I had some Stella and Chewy's raw chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in there and she scarfed it down. I said, oh, you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine.
She needed
some. So I kept the
body.
It's nutrition. Something her body could recognize and utilize. And we kept her fever down. We did the peppermint on the bottom of the feet and everything. And I kept her in peppermint if it started to rise up. And turned up her fluids a little bit. So we were able to control the fever. And within 24 hours... she was a totally different dog. Totally different dog. But she had had a major detox.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it kept creeping up. And then it hit her.
Right.
And once again, being able to recognize your body or a dog's body going through a detox is pretty important. But it's very, very scary.
Sure.
Very scary. Never know anybody to die from a detox, but known people that wanted to wish they had, because it's rough.
Yeah.
And she turned around and she did great. She did absolutely great.
And how old was she when you got her?
I'm going to guesstimate her age when I got her about 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's about 7 now, because this is what really made me walk away. These two cases, just, I was like, I'm retiring from Western medicine. See ya.
Right. Is she a little Boston too? Do I remember that?
She's a Boston cross. Yeah. She's the cutest little thing. And she's doing great. I keep her on, I still keep her on liver support. You know, I scan her and whatever the scan calls for, and sometimes it's mostly Juva Power, and I just put that in her food.
Gotcha.
And I keep a scan going on her every 30 days, and then we check her. We do a live blood analysis on her, see how her blood's looking.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of times when I'm talking to clients about nutrition and detox or whatever, you know, I'm like, we may need to take some baby steps. You didn't have that opportunity to sort of slow it all down with her because she was in such a crisis when you got her. But is there anything you can say about that in general? About, and I know you wouldn't change anything because what you did worked, but would you maybe recommend a slower approach to people based on the extreme response she had to detox, or was it the, was that the way to go? And I'm just
actually, actually, when you switch food from a kibble to raw, people will tell me, oh, my dog developed diarrhea. No, your dog developed diarrhea from detoxing.
That's right.
Of all the crud that was in his body, his or her body. So I don't, when I tell, when people ask my advice on switching to a raw diet, I said, do it. Do it. You know, look up in Cusack's book, see what their native protein source is, and do it. I don't have any problems with doing it acutely at all. I personally don't. And I tell people, I said, if they don't develop diarrhea, just stay with the raw diet. Please do not go back to kibble. It's just right. Getting all of that stuff out of their body, all the chemicals and glyphosates and dyes. And
we have been so conditioned to put the brakes on things when it doesn't look right, because we've been marketed to and followed Western medicine for so long that when we see a dog that has diarrhea, we think they're sick, right? Rather than we think he's purging out literally all the crap that's been in his body for the last years. So thank you for sharing about that autoimmune story. I really do appreciate that one.
No worries.
You would like to add or comment on?
I feel very blessed in the fact that I've been able to follow this path and have so much support.
Yeah, me too.
And the work that you do is phenomenal, and people are lucky to be able to turn to you and get advice.
Oh, thank you. I'll send you a check later.
But you're absolutely right. It's hard to reprogram people's thinking sometimes, because like I said before, we are the victim of the best advertising money can buy.
Yeah, the marketing machine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, everybody's like, well, I feed Purina, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You want to fix that? You want to do something about that? So, but yeah, I've been very blessed to go down this path. And of course, the raindrop, learning how to do the raindrop is phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's very helpful for these guys in detoxing.
Yeah. For those that'll be listening to this, we'll do later a discussion about raindrop, which is really a series of 9 different essential oils. So when people say you can only put a half of a drop of an essential oil on a dog or horse or whatever, that's just not true.
It is not.
It's not true. The raindrop, I counted up yesterday, like on my little dog that's 15 pounds, when I do a raindrop on him, he gets no less than 40 oils, 40 drops of something. They're 9 different oils. Maybe I'll layer in a different one, but it's at least 40 drops of something that landed on his body for that one hour session that we did, you know. So people can find information about Raindrop on my website, and we'll come back and do a presentation about nothing but Raindrop in the near future. So. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Dana Brigman of the Canine Coach and the Well-Oiled Canine. I'd love to have you be part of the team. As you are learning more about wellness and natural solutions for your own pets, please visit my website, caninecoach.dog, for a lot more information about nutrition, wellness, and behavior for your dogs. If you're interested in learning more about essential oils specifically, please visit my page, welloiledcanine.com. And we'd love to see you in our group. It's a Facebook group called Dogs Well-Oiled and Well-Fed. You can find it by going to the group section of Facebook, and our name is Well-Oiled Canine. We look forward to seeing you there, and I would love to help you with a wellness review or any questions that you have about full hard dog nutrition or essential oils, homeopathy, or wellness for your dogs. Thank you and have a great day.